The seductive power of kissing. So you want to re-seduce your partner. That's a good plan. Now, exactly how are you going to go about doing that? If money was no object, then you could fly them someplace fantastic for a wonderful dinner and have them fall into your arms, thanking you for the best night of their life. Okay, now let's get back to reality. You not only have limited financial resources, but also limited time and probably a whole bunch of other limitations. So what are you going to do? Well, guess what? One of your most powerful seduction tools is waiting for you to make use of it. It's free, you've used it in the past, and with a little time and attention, it could play a major role in your next seduction. Kissing. The power of kissing. How is it that we tend to overlook kissing so often? I think one of the reasons that we can easily forget about it is because we associate kissing with the start of a relationship. Remember way back when, as you were courting your partner, there was that one magic moment where you gazed into their eyes and then decided that this was the moment that you wanted to fundamentally change your relationship with them. And so you leaned in for that first kiss. Wow. Talk about a powerful moment. I'm gonna guess that they returned the gesture, and that's why they are your partner today. However, relationships move on and things like sex get involved, and if we're not careful, we can forget about the power of kissing. One of the reasons that kissing is so powerful is because it's so easy to do. All it takes is for the two of you to be in the same location at the same time and for one of you to decide that a kiss is called for. You can be inside or outside. You can be at home or someplace else. You can be getting ready to enter a room, or you might already be in the room. Additionally, you may be alone, or there could be people surrounding you. Kissing is a publicly accepted way for two partners to interact, so you can kiss your partner at any time. What this means for you is that you really should be kissing your partner more often than you're doing right now. When you kiss someone, you're telling them something important. There is really no way that you can be distracted when you kiss somebody. I mean, you could always be distracted, but they'll know about it instantly. To do a good job of kissing someone, you, for that moment in time, you have to focus on them and then basically open yourself up to them as you go in for the kiss. They always have the right to pull away from you and reject your offered kiss. However, assuming that they don't do this, then they will have accepted your offer of affection, and with a little luck, they may choose to return it. When this happens, the two of you, no matter how short the time is, have once again become lost in each other. How to do kissing the right way. So look, this kissing stuff seems to have gotten you this far, right? Why should we even take any time talking about how to actually go about doing it? Well, look, when you go to kiss your partner, you're sending them a signal that you're thinking romantically about them. They may be accepting your signal because they don't want to leave you with the feeling of not being romantically accepted. However, they may not be seeking your particular style of kissing. Yep, you might be doing this kissing thing all wrong. Fine, then let's take a look at how kissing should be done. First, let's all agree on what we're trying to communicate when we attempt to kiss somebody. We are first off trying to get their attention. They may be doing something else. When we kiss them, we want them to stop what they're doing and completely focus on us. We want them to appreciate our kissing style and to look forward to it. Running and hiding is not what we're looking for here. We'd also like any kisses that we give to our partner to be returned. When we kiss them, we'd like to stir something in them that makes them want to kiss us back. Wow, sure seems like a lot to ask for a simple physical gesture. How are we going to make all this happen? It turns out that it's actually really pretty simple. The first thing that you need to do is to move slowly. The last thing you want to do is to startle your partner. Next, you need to determine where you want to kiss them. Yes, the lips are always a good spot, but if they're turned away from you, or if their lips are doing something else, such as eating, then you need to pick somewhere else. I personally would suggest the neck. There's something erotic about being kissed on the neck that just about everyone responds to. When you go to give a kiss, go in for the kiss, and then just before giving it, pull back, pause, and then go in and deliver it. This gives your partner just a moment to build up some anticipation that can make the moment seem even more special. Finally, stay no longer than to a count of three. All of these steps, taken together, will allow you to deliver a kiss that your partner will appreciate and, with a little luck, will be returned to you with gusto.